This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I'm psychoanalyzing myself right now, and the rest of the country for that matter, because I've never felt so much energy in my life. I feel more energy right now than when I was, say, 12 years old, and some bully who flunked 3 grades and weighed 70 pounds more than me was going to be waiting for me when I got off the school bus to walk a mile to my house, because the school bus didn't go to up the big hill where I lived in the neighborhood. Try to walk about a mile, and sometimes, you know, the bully would be waiting. I have more energy than I did riding home on the school bus. And I think everybody else feels that energy right now. I mean, I'll get up in the morning like 6 a.m., and I'm angry that I'm not doing enough. I'm angry I'm not putting out enough stories. I'm angry I'm not chronicling all the crimes of the Clintons properly and reaching out to people and coming up with that idea that will move the lever that will change the world. Now, I don't know if I can find that lever, but I know if all of us try together in the next 34 and a half days, we can do it. Look at DrudgeReport.com right now. I am Bill Clinton's son. I am real. I want to meet my dad. Set for his first TV interview. There was no DNA test. Let's see where he's set for his first TV interview. Drudge's linked to our YouTube. What does Drudge know? Again, I can give you the scoop here. There are going to be some taped interviews with him coming out in the next few days. And then we'll see. Who knows where we'll hear from Mr. Clinton's son. And I believe that Danny Williams, 30 years old, is his son. Now, I want to take some phone calls specifically on what do you think is in WikiLeaks? What do you think is going to drop tomorrow? Obviously, the confirmation of Hillary's plan to have a drone strike. That was already in other leaks that they confirmed were real, where they said we need to go with illegal means. And if you don't think the Clintons don't kill people, you don't think Count Dracula sucks blood. Well, the Easter bunnies hop around and got pink ears. They absolutely are killers. And I think that's part of this, too. I realize I've really crossed a line with these people. You know, kind of a psychological, psychic demarcation line this weekend where I just said, you know what? I don't care. I'm going all the way like a maniac. I mean, let me tell you something. It's a maniac move to say $100,000, $5,000 each person that gets on national TV yelling Bill Clinton's a rapist. I'm not up here trying to impress everybody, but let me tell you something. I am committed 100%. Let me tell you, it feels good. It feels too good, though. I mean, this is insane. No drugs, no alcohol, no nothing. I feel high as a kite right now. And I just wonder what comes next. You know what? I think the energy level's so high. Here's a question for listeners. Are they going to stage a big false flag? Will this, that's the big question. Will WikiLeaks actually leak info tomorrow? Or will it be some of the weaker stuff ahead of an even bigger data dump? Or will Assange get killed? Will the whole building blow up and they just say it was a gas line? But it's really a hellfire missile. I mean, the sky's the limit. They'll do anything. They've already committed so many crimes. They've already got the FBI and Justice Department behind them. They've already got MI6 behind them. Is there no level they won't go to? Flashbacks. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange claims he'll be killed by CIA drone if he leaves embassy. And now we have it confirmed from the emails saying we'll use illegal means to kill him. And then Hillary says, how about a drone? But look at DrudgeReport.com. I am Bill Clinton's son. I am real. I want to meet my dad. Set for his first TV interview. Yes, he's done TV interviews. Let's just leave it at that. Videos, those are going to be coming out. I want to meet my dad. That's the Daily Mail. So it's all coming, the October surprises. And don't worry, Hillary's got her October surprises. What could those be? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Those are the questions. I'll take your calls coming up. But first, a video report destroying Obamacare, which is also hung around Hillary's head.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live, broadcasting worldwide. It's already October 3rd, 2016. I've got this piece that Rob New put together breaking down how ridiculously corrupt Obamacare is. Then we're going to go to your phone calls, and Roger Stone's joining us. But understand, we are only 35 days, in fact, it's less than that out, from this election that really decides to a great extent the fate of how this war against the New World Order is going to go. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Here is the piece on Obamacare.
Obamacare is great, and it's really working. Sign up now.
You'll be able to keep your health care plan. If you like your plan, you keep your plan.
If you like your doctor, you like your plan, you can keep your doctor, you can keep your plan.
The things I'm the most proud of were the more serious speeches, I think. Health care, economic speeches, and I think...
Love it with the line about if you like your insurance, you can keep it.
If you like your current insurance, you keep that insurance.
You know what? It's still true.
No. Yeah. People who knew the law as it was being written knew the president wasn't telling the truth. And frankly, they wrote a regulation intentionally trying to get people out of the individual market. They want the people to go into the exchanges. The whole point of the exchanges is to close down the individual insurance market
over time. Insurance companies don't like the individual market as it's constructed. They see the future. That individual market is going away. They don't want to invest in it.
Third largest health insurance company in the United States is pulling its plans from 70% of the Obamacare insurance exchanges it participates in. Aetna saying it will only list its plans in Delaware, Iowa, Nebraska, and Virginia next year.
Joining us is Zeke Emanuel. He is one of the architects of Obamacare, and every time he joins us, he smiles. I've seen you so many times smile your way through this failure. I am insisting on having my say. 17 states have
one. Well, then you don't need me. You don't need me in the studio. If you want your say, you don't need me in the studio. If you want me to answer your
true, but I'm waiting for the apology, which I'm not going to get. So tell me,
can
you explain there are five states with one health care coverage, and there are 17 states with this one or two? That's accurate, isn't it?
Let me explain something. First of all,
we will start by reducing premiums by as much as $2,500 per family. I also have a health care plan that would save the average family $2,500 on their premiums.
And if you already have health care, then we're going to reduce costs an average of $2,500 per family on premiums.
You know what? It's so true. No.
Yeah. What's the White House saying about the huge increases in premium costs for consumers?
We got socked really hard. We couldn't afford health insurance. Tried to get on Obamacare, couldn't afford it. So we got a huge penalty this year. Yeah, I'm ready for a change.
A recent survey of 148 insurance brokers shows Obamacare sending premiums rising at a faster clip than in recent memory.
I got my fine just like her in the taxes.
Yeah.
With Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act, it's skyrocketed the price of health care, and it's made care so much harder to find.
I fractured two discs in my back in the military, and the VA insurance coverage that I have from that is not even enough to satisfy the IRS insurance mandates. So I got to pay a fine for that. And I've seen it with my parents, too. Their insurance has gone down a lot. My dad, he's paying over $300 a month now for heart medication. It used to be like his yearly total for his copay. The deductibles have gone up. I don't know. Anyone who's saved money with Obamacare.
$100 out of each check, and then $500 penalties, and then it goes up from there. Upwards of $5,000 a year. They'll just take it out of your account. And then it gets rid of a lot of the charity care that was already there, lets the insurance companies lower the standard of care. And the Supreme Court ruled and said, yes, it's a tax, and the IRS will enforce it.
And the fight is over Obamacare. Drudge taking to Twitter to make that announcement. Just paid the Obamacare penalty for not getting covered. I'm calling it a liberty tax. But a White House representative firing back, tweeting, flat lie, no fee for previous years. Scary how much influence he once had.
As you know, the individual mandate in the bill contains a tax penalty for anyone who does not purchase health insurance. Let me now read to you from the bill how that penalty is enforced. One, in general, the penalty provided by this section shall be paid upon notice and demand by the secretary and, except as provided in paragraph 2, shall be assessed and collected in the same manner as an assessable penalty under subchapter B of chapter 68.
Now, new data from the IRS reveals that in 2014, over 8 million Americans paid a staggering $1.7 billion in Obamacare penalties. And we know that that number is expected to be even higher, much higher, in 2015, 2016, and beyond.
Professor Gruber, what did you mean when you said they proposed it and that passed because the American people are too stupid to understand the difference?
When I said that, I was at an academic conference being glib and, quite frankly, trying to make myself seem smart by insulting others.
Are you offering the venue as a defense for saying it or for meaning it? What did you mean when you said it was a very basic exploitation of the lack of economic understanding of the American voter? What did you mean by that?
Once again, it's another example of my inexcusable arrogance and trying to insult others to make myself seem smarter.
What did you mean when you said you wish that you had been able to be transparent, but you'd rather have the law than not?
Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, you know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. But basically, that was really, really critical to getting the thing to pass. And, you know, it's the second best argument. Look, I wish Mark was right. We can make it all transparent. But I'd rather have this law than not.
Welcome to the State Department. I think we have some interns in the back. Welcome. Good to see you in this exercise in transparency and democracy.
Is that what it is? 35 million people or more, I haven't checked in a year or so, have gone from full-time employment to part-time under Obamacare and then lost any benefits they had. By the way, employers want to pay people more. They want to find the really good employees. They want you to then be taken care of and want to stay there and then help find other people. So once you get kicked out of full-time, you're never even seen as somebody that works there. So now upward mobility has been 35 million people like that went to part-time. You didn't get Obamacare. The prices of health care have more than doubled. That's on average. It's gone up even more for a lot of people. And there's penalties. And they sit up there and they look at you and they go, it's a lie. The same guy that thinks there's giant wasp under the UN building, Alex Jones, says that you can't keep your doctor and that there's death panels.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Can you imagine having her as the president? She's already been the president for two terms, wrecked our economy, turned the jihadis loose worldwide, blocked the army from taking out Al-Qaeda. That was mainly Clinton before Bush even got in. I'm not defending Bush. It's just a fact. It was really the Clintons that protected Al-Qaeda more than even Bush did. And now we sit here with her leering over us, wanting to mount our heads in the wall, wanting to settle her score. What is Assange going to release tomorrow? Will it be the final big dump before the election? I think it's going to be a big dump. I think it's half of what he's got. And then I think it'll be the other half about a week before. I think you're going to see half of what he's got, the best stuff, the most powerful stuff. I wasn't told this, but this is what I think. You're going to have half of his best stuff and another half about a week before it. And I think the media is just going to try to spin it and use it as a test case example of how they can deceive the public. How big will the wiki dump be on what Frank is calling Dump Tuesday? We're going to Frank in a moment. Will Hillary pull a false flag to divert? Will Obama? Will the globalist? We're going to be here. I'm going to go to bed at about 8 tonight. And I'm going to get up at about 1 a.m., and I'm going to drive over here to the office, and I'm going to broadcast from 2:30 till about 5 in the morning. This is 3 a.m. Central. That's 4 a.m. Eastern. They're supposed to have a Skype event with him to this conference. We're going to have a Skype feed into the conference, probably even the Skype feed itself from WikiLeaks, and we are going to have it here with live analysis and the first articles coming out with our view on it, your analysis of it. The documents are going to get dumped. You, the listeners, can swarm in, start reading them, help send us emails with links to pages. Because let's say there's 50,000 pages that get released. We need your help as human intelligence. That's what it's called, HUMET, with keyword search, Control-F search. That's how you search it. For searching different words and different terms, go in Control-F into each document. Maybe each document has a couple hundred pages. And just search the document, search the document, search the document, search the document. Because we can't do this without you. This is a needle in a haystack. He's going to direct us to key areas, but there's always little Easter eggs in there, little goodies. Their NSA system blowing up in their face. I'm going to skip this network break because of the epic history that's taking place and go to your phone calls ahead of Roger Stone joining us. Those of you that are still on, Roger Stone comes on. I'll be able to talk to Roger Stone, ask him your questions or make your comments. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. I want to introduce Biome Defense, the very best product we could develop and put on the market that we know is just a total game changer. Biome Defense Probiotic, 7 years in the making, is undoubtedly, from our research, hands down, the very best probiotic out there, period. Now, is there stuff that medical clinics have that may be better? Maybe. But we changed the industry to bring you this. I could have easily private labeled one of hundreds and hundreds of decent probiotics and put our name on it. And had a probiotic 4 years ago when I launched InfoWars Life. But I didn't do that. I went out and found the developers that were the very best already and said, I want game changers. And it took a long time. You know, they had that old ad for red wine that Orson Welles would do where he'd say, we will sell no wine before it's time. Well, 4 or 5 years of our development, 2 years before that with Dr. Grubb, it's why he never came out with his own. He had one other that he developed that he said was just, he's even taken off the market. He said, there's just no comparison to this. This is 50 billion active and live cultures, 23 probiotic strains, and the way it is developed, the way it's kept cool, the way it's got special enzymes to feed the bacteria is so amazing. This is the ultimate probiotic. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Also, the new free app from InfoWars. Stay informed and up to date with InfoWars Live, your top source of independent alternative pro-human news. Breaking news alerts. Watch the Alex Jones Show live in HD from your phone or tablet. Get the latest headline news free from the distortions of the mainstream media. Every story is organized by categories. You can find the information you want when you want it. It's formatted for phones, video feeds, you name it. Share news with your friends and save stories for later viewing. This app also features radio modes. You can listen to the Alex Jones Show while you're on the run, not just watch the videos. Download this app and join us in the fight to save humanity from the technocratic takeover. Available now for free at both the App Store at Apple and the Android Play Store. Search InfoWars Live on those platforms or go to InfoWars.com/app for direct links. Share this app now with your family and friends. The future of the Republic and humanity depends on it. And by the way, I think viewers get it now. And listeners, in fact, I'm just now getting it. I saw Paul tweeted this morning. And he said, you know, I just talked to a major leader in the fight for liberty worldwide. Let's just say that, a major leader in the fight for liberty worldwide. I don't know who that might be. And this major leader in the fight for humanity worldwide. In fact, let's pull up Paul Watson's tweets. There's so many, it's probably 100 back. The guy's a machine. I'm so proud of him. And he said, I've just talked to a major leader politically, and I'm just telling me I have no idea how I'm influencing this election and how big a deal I am. Because you are a big deal, Paul. That's why you got that phone call. And it's just an example of Paul is like really excited right now. He's not about himself. He really hates the globalists. He wants to beat them intellectually. He knows he's better than them, and it's his fault that they win. Exact same spirit as mine. Oh, it's so good. It's just so good to have a kindred spirit like that. Just where you just click. And they are crapping themselves right now because Paul Watson is slaying on Facebook and Twitter. Slaying. And I'll tell you this. Paul Watson, his overall activity a week is one-third of what we do now. And I cannot tell you how satisfying it is. I don't want to be the guy pulling 80% of the train. I want the people that will get as good as I am and in other ways transcend what I've done. And Paul Watson is that. So very, very exciting things going on. An epic time to be alive. And it's just good, very, very good to be associated with all of you. I don't care what color you are. I don't care where you came from. If you love liberty, if you're pro-human, if you understand what's happening, you get it, your spirit is there, is alive, is awake. It's tuned into God's frequency. We're brothers and sisters forever. It's a beautiful thing. That's why when I get around, quote, minorities, so I know I've been programmed with racism, just like white people have, and programmed with inferiority complexes and all the rest of it, and that's what globalism is. But they do it to whites more than anybody, but everybody's taught they're inferior. that I don't, when I have anxiety because they don't know I care about them as a human and want to build them up, I don't go into a guilt mode and want to grovel and prove myself. I just want to actually empower the playing field and create a system where everybody can excel. But when you feel that guilt and you feel that pain because the media has created this atmosphere, don't go to the level of submitting to political correctness. Challenge the political correctness so that we can all transcend it and not be controlled by the social engineers that are playing us like a fiddle. All right, Frank, Bobby, Cameron, Dakota, Warren, we're going to all of you. Frank in North Carolina, first caller. What do you think is going to get dumped tomorrow by Assange at 3 a.m. Central?
Well, I think it's going to be, he's going to basically connect the dots and prove once and for all that Hillary Clinton, Rodham Clinton, which was, I understand, her father's name, but he had changed that from another name. But I think he's going to connect the dots and show that she's actually an agent working for the Rothschilds, which I think, you know, most of these people are. I really believe that the United States, the people that control the State Department, et cetera, I think they also have a lot of control. I know this is going to sound crazy, but I think they have a lot of control inside of the government apparatus of China.
Absolutely. The State Department set up the new modern China and made all the deals. That's actually admitted.
And I hear you, I've heard you for years say that, you know, the Clintons were real big on selling top secret, you know, technology and everything to
the Russians gave the Chinese nothing but old weapons. The United States gave China everything.
But, you know, Alex, you know, I tried to call you one day when Dr. Savage, Michael Savage, was wondering. He was going through all this list, this long list of subversive groups in America. And I really wanted to get on and ask him, Dr. Savage, Michael Savage, what do you have to say about the fact that all of these groups are controlled by people that come from a tiny, minuscule part of the world population and a tiny, minuscule part of the population of Western civilization in America, et cetera, that these people are primarily Jewish? I thought he would be the perfect person to ask that question of.
Well, I mean, actually, I've heard Savage talk about the fact that there is a ton of Jewish people in the New World Order, and it's because they use the support and the culture and the history they've got to be bad actors and be evil people. I appreciate your call. I actually heard Savage talk about that. He talked about the fact that Rahm Emanuel's dad led the Irgun and other groups that were terrorist organizations that Israel had when it was being formed, blowing stuff up, and that he thought he might do a false flag. You know, the truth is there's a lot of different diverse organizations, political stuff, dealing with Israel and Jews. And Israel really does become a scapegoat in that people that think Jews run everything also project on, like, that I'm Jewish. Well, I'm not. If I was, I'd be proud of it. Or that I was successful, not because I stayed up all night and worked all the time, but because, you know, I was you know, getting orders from Jews. Quite frankly, Dr. Steve Pachinik's half Jewish. He's a big critic of Israel, but he'll tell you Hillary's probably more under Vatican control than anybody else. I mean, her, the talking points are the Pope's talking points. I mean, I'm not saying it's a Catholic conspiracy either. It's criminal groups within the Vatican, within different Jewish organizations, within Protestant organizations pushing this, within just, it's evil people, I mean, working together. I mean, look, the big Jews we've got in all this, since you bring up Jews, this is a very important point. Madeleine Albright's Jewish. Her dad rounded up Jews, sold them out to Nazis. They double-crossed him. Of course they did. I mean, you know, come on. And then ran to Serbia, where they saved him, and then she's been caught with hundreds of millions in stolen German, German loot. Same story same thing with Soros. And these rich Jews at the end of World War II had incredible intelligence connections. They had intelligence into the Germans, into the Soviets, and everything. So they were promoted into U.S. intelligence very early because of what they knew. They're spies, basically, but they work for themselves. I mean, remember, I wouldn't call people that round up millions of Jews and kill them Jews. I'd call them demons of hell. And that's why Pachinik hates them so much, because he doesn't talk about it, but it's known. He actually lost family that didn't get out of France that were Jews. Most of his Jewish family was killed. You know, one part of his family was Catholic, the other was Jewish. And he wrote a book about it. I've read the book. People should read it. It's about his mother. But he cannot stand the modern Jews because he knows they're anti-American, anti-Christian, anti-Orthodox Jew, just crazy people that are out to mount everyone's head on the wall and just hate everybody that's productive. They're just so competitive, they hate everybody else who's competitive. It's like, we're not going to have a race here. I'm just going to shut everybody else down, including rob Jews, rob Christians, work with Islam. I mean, you know. I mean, what do you call Soros, ally with Saudi Arabia? He allies with whatever he thinks the future is, just like he allied with Hitler. So to say the Rothschilds did the same crap, I would call them pure evil. I wouldn't call them Jews. Be like, if I had a cousin that did something really evil, you know, don't blame the Joneses. That guy's evil, not the rest of us. All right, we'll be back. I'm going to go to our guest and take your phone calls. But it was an interesting phone call. Bobby, you're up next.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857, rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Attention, Alex Jones listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 712-432-9364. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 712-432-9364. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 712-432-9364.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're taking phone calls. What is Julian Assange coming up at 3 a.m. Central, that's 4 a.m. Eastern, going to be releasing to a German hacking conference in Berlin? Now, the media has disinfoed this, saying he's canceled his press conference. He said, I'm not going to do it from the balcony. I'm going to do it on Skype. And so Roger Stone has been demonized. He's been attacked last week. by Congress and by a whole bunch of Democrats that signed a letter to them with the FBI to investigate him for talking to Julian Assange, who they then say is a Russian agent. There's no evidence of that. No one's ever said that until now. Russia has tried to pull out of the New World Order. The UK has pulled out of the EU, the New World Order. We're trying to pull out. This is populism. Just like Russians don't want to be under foreign control, the Brits don't, we don't, the Icelanders, the Catalan folks in Spain. Imagine you're Russian agents because you don't want to be part of this artificial union. So we're going to talk about this. Talking to insiders, Roger, they've said, quote, this will destroy Hillary Clinton, that this is, quote, devastating. I know you've tweeted similar things. I know reportedly you've got an intermediary that I'm told some intermediaries have been in London talking to Assange. So much to get into. Also, Drudge has been linked all day to the interview you did back in January with Danny Williams. You've been talking about this for years, the reported illegitimate son from a prostitute. I remember way back at the time actually talking to people about this 20 years ago. They've been caught lying, saying there's a DNA test. You've countered that, so we'll cover that. Then there's also the initiative we're launching to expose sex crimes, where folks are storming Fox News, live public events and others. We'll cover the waterfront. I know you're coming on almost daily now. I appreciate that as the quickening happens 35 days, or really 34 and a half. Roger Stone of the StoneColdTruth.com. Thanks for joining us.
Alex, I'm delighted to be here. Let me take care of one piece of housekeeping. Last night with David Knight, I was extremely critical of Mike Smirkanish of CNN, a legend in his own mind. I incorrectly said he was fired as the HUD regional director. I was incorrect about that. He managed to hang on to that bureaucratic job. But as I said last night, this is a guy who has no enemies. It's just that all of his friends hate him. But I do want to correct that record. He stayed on through the beginning of the Clinton administration and was praised by HUD Secretary Cisneros, which should give you some understanding. Now that we have resolved that, let's turn to Mr. Assange. I have enormous confidence in his integrity, the accuracy of his information, and I have every confidence he will deliver the payload. You know, I find it's interesting that the left loved him when he was leaking things that were embarrassing to the Bush administration. But now that he has got the goods on the Clintons, and he is ready to connect the dots, as far as I understand, all of a sudden we're vilifying him as a Russian agent. He works for no one other than himself. He doesn't work for the Russians or the Chinese or the Indians or the Saudis. He works for WikiLeaks. He is his own man, and I have every confidence he will deliver the payload shortly.
And I've talked to a lot of Pentagon people, CIA, you name it. What the political class is scared of is highly motivated men and women who they call empowered individuals who are operating on their own. Many times, ideologically, we can't be bought. We can't be pushed around. We can't be intimidated. To quote Hank Williams Jr., you can't starve us out. You can't make us run. These old boys were raised on shotguns. And I look at Julian Assange proving himself, bipartisanly exposing corruption, having incredible courage. Now we have new emails out, and you've written about this as well, where they're talking about drone strikes. We have an earlier one where the chief of staff, Anne Marie Slaughter, says we need to use non-legal strategies to deal with WikiLeaks. So showing their mafioso, I wonder if we're going to be hearing about this tomorrow.
Yeah, I doubt the mainstream media will pick up the theme. Look, Assange correctly fears for his life. If he went out on a balcony as originally planned, then he may be inviting that Martin Luther King moment, which would be horrific. So he has chosen a safer way to disseminate this information. We already know that someone broke into the Ecuadorian embassy only weeks ago and got as far as the second floor.
They were scaling it. They were scaling it.
So he correctly fears for his life because he has the deep secrets of the deep state, and he's getting ready to spill the beans. And Bill and Hillary Clinton know that it's handcuff time, and they know it, and they're apoplectic. So I doubt that the New York Times, who paid no taxes last year on a profit of $30 million, will take time off from beating up Donald Trump for taking perfectly legal tax strategies to avoid tax higher taxes.
And by the way, since you raised this, I mean, we harp on this all day. He says China has a 10% higher corporate tax on us. We need to lower it below theirs. All that money comes back, and they go, oh, you want rich people to make more money? No, you have to incentivize them to come here. And then he expands on the fact that he's got $9 billion over here that year in profits with buildings and money, but one sector of corporations that didn't do well, so he takes the loss. He passes that forward. That's what you're supposed to do. They wrote the tax laws to do that. He wants to get rid of all these loopholes for the American people. He says he'll do it.
Well, the point, of course, is that if he were paying more in taxes than he really owed under the current tax code, then he'd be too dumb to be president. That's not the person I want for
exactly.
president.
We want
He's
someone
what he is required to pay, just like every other American.
And it's also come out that Hillary uses the exact same strategy.
Well, God knows what her tax. This is a woman who once deducted the value of a used piece of underwear by bill that most likely was stained on her taxes. And that is a fact. You can double check that. Although I doubt the people at PolitiFacts will rush out.
That's right. This lady is such a cheap ass. Again, she doesn't give tips and steals the cutlery and plates from the White House.
Look, the Clintons would steal a hot stove. And I think most Americans are catching on to that. That's why the crumbling, fetid old world order, I should say new world order, the globalists and the two-party duopoly are in panic mode.
Let me ask you that question. We have new photos of another rally today. We put it up on Infowars.com where almost no one's there, like 50 people in a place that holds thousands are there that's mainly media. Everywhere they go, we go inside Democratic Party headquarters with hidden cameras. They're saying no one likes her. We don't like her. So I'm hearing they're neck and neck. I think that's all a bunch of baloney. I mean, I don't want to be overconfident here, but I think they're just getting us ready to think it's plausible that she could win so they could steal it.
I saw a poll out of Nevada this morning. Now, let me be clear. The Clintons have spent $67 million on media in Nevada. The Trump campaign has spent close to zero. This is a state Obama carried by 13 points. Donald Trump is 1 point down. By the way, this is a Democratic poll. So, no, we have a close contest where Trump is viable, probably a couple points ahead, definitely in the hunt in the swing states, still ahead in Florida, despite this Cuban controversy, which is most understated, never did business in Cuba, reimbursed some consultant who looked into it and came back empty handed, probably because of the laws and the unviability of the whole idea. So. No, we're in a horse race. We're in a photo finish for the presidency. There are more Democrats in the country than Republicans. Hillary is going to spend $1 billion plus. Trump, all told, I suspect will be closer to 200 to 250, maybe 300 million. The mainstream media, what's the value of that? Watching CNN yesterday was like watching a wall-to-wall Clinton commercial. It was either dumping on Donald Trump or excusing the crimes and sexual assaults and cover-ups of those sexual assaults by Hillary. The exact reason I criticized Mr. Smirkanish, a fine lawyer, but who seems to have forgotten the difference between indiscretions, as he put it, and rape.
Let me ask you this question before we get into Danny Williams. Do they know how ridiculous they look when she comes out in a tape that gets released and is calling Sanders supporters wannabe baristas and dwelling in their mother's basement? And then she goes, oh, I meant that, you know, in a nice way. We want to get them out of their basement, when it's her policies and bills that literally created the housing bubble, the crisis, the depression in the last 8 years, the derivatives, all of it. And then her talking heads are saying, oh, this is a compliment. And then Sanders comes out and says, I agree with her. No, because Sanders said, I'm going to give you free housing and free tuition and free money. Hillary's saying that's all made up, so she's really discrediting what he said, which isn't true, but she can't have it both ways. This is her two-facedness.
I'm scratching my head about Bernie Sanders. You know, I underestimated him earlier, but I think, unlike the Clintons, at least he's an honest man. I think he's a true-believing socialist. Just because I disagree with his ideas, I don't think he's corrupt, and I don't think he's evil. And, of course, he raised the question of these foreign donations buying her through the Clinton Foundation. But now he seems to have become a lockstep Democrat. It's very, very disappointing. I thought at a minimum he was a person of integrity.
Well said. I want to take a few phone calls for you to get your take on what they're saying. And I want to talk about Danny Williams after the break, and you'll be gone by the end of the hour. I appreciate your time. I know you're working 18 hours a day here, Roger Stone. And as the quickening accelerates the next 35 days, expect to hear him almost every day here when he can make it or when his voice can do it. But briefly, your shirt that you designed that says Bill Clinton with rape under it is very iconic. It's not meant to, you know, go out and play tiddlywinks with folks. It's meant to shock people. It's meant to create debates. And I'm offering $1,000 for anybody that gets it on national TV. That means if you get it on local TV, it may end up being national. And I'll pay out $1,000. The young man who did it.
Look at these thugs grab him here. These thugs for Fox.
Yes, and he's dragged away. And so narrating for radio listeners, we haven't heard from this young man yet. It's StopRape@Infowars.com. We want to pay him the $5,000. He's just got to take a photo of himself with a shirt and today's newspaper and send it to us. We'll send him $5,000 to his address of choice. But we want to get him on air as a guest. So we've been putting this call out for about a day, haven't heard from him yet. I'm really worried about him. This is like something in Cuba where he just disappeared off the street, Roger. So you know right where I'm going with this.
My sources in New York tell me that he is fine. I believe that they are foolishly going to attempt to charge him with criminal trespass. A closer look at the video from behind shows that he did not breach the barrier. He kind of propped himself up on it. So he held on to it,
and they were already assaulting him. I agree.
First Amendment, buddy. First Amendment. And by friends at MSNBC, you're next.
Absolutely. So, I mean, I agree with you. At first, I was saying, look, I'm going to pay it out. We just lost his Skype. I'm going to pay it out, even though it looks like he tried to climb the barrier. But if you really look at it, he's not trying to climb until they grab him. Then he's trying to hold on. And so he didn't commit any crime. They're outside advertising. Come here and speak out. They're outside advertising. This is a place for free speech. He did it. And if you don't want this happening, don't be outside. So I want to find out who this young man is. If his lawyer's telling him, keep your mouth shut, don't go on air, that is the wrong advice. You're hot right now. I'm going to send you your $5,000. And all he did was hold on to the barricade. You're absolutely right. And I want to help you, okay? So we will absolutely, if we need to even help you get a lawyer, we'll do that. You need to contact us at StopRape@Infowars.com. And you can get the Hillary for President shirt for 35 days. We're not going to make any more after the election, whether she wins or loses. If she wins, it'll be some new shirt we have to go after her with. I'm so sick of Hillary. But if you want to get the iconic third-generation collector shirt, we're doing one more run of them, and that's it. They're being printed up right now. They're available right now. Hillary for President. We have the Bill Clinton rape shirt, and that is available. And that is licensed from Roger Stone. And look, I'm not going to sell enough of the rape shirts to pay the $100,000 bounty. I'm doing this to try to get the rape out there, the fact that he's settled sexual assault cases. And if they're going to sit there and throw the book at, the Jell-O guy, they're going to throw the book at Bill Cosby, then they should go up to Bill Clinton. I'm so sick of how they love women and how great they are and how sweet they are and how good they are. So I'm really sticking my neck out here. Everybody knows that. I'm taking the Clintons on head on because I just can't go along in life being a coward. And I want to see them defeated for the nation, for my children, for your children. I mean, they're old, twisted crooks that have gotten away with murder. They're delusional. I've got stacks of news. They're starting war with the Russians. Just get Stone on phone, guys. Just get him on phone. If the Skype's down, move to that. Let's go ahead and go to a phone call. Bobby in Washington, you're on the air.
Hey.
Welcome.
Hey, I don't even think he'll be able to make his announcement. I think there'll be a problem with the feed or... some, like you said, someone's going to make an attempt on his life or something. And then if he did make his announcement, it's going to be so detrimental to the Clinton campaign and the Clinton, everybody, the media. They think that the people in America are so stupid. They'll just blatantly cover it up with some stupid, you know, put some puppies on the air again or something stupid.
I was about to say, I mean, she fell down on her face with a convulsion. The media said she only slipped, didn't show her fall down, said we made it up that she fell down. They are so arrogant, they might not even care and just say it's all lies or totally ignore it. Roger Stone joining us via phone because your Skype cut out. will they do a false flag to divert from WikiLeaks tomorrow? Or will they pull some type of scam? Or how will the media deal with these huge revelations that insiders that have talked to Assange tell us will, quote, destroy Hillary Clinton?
Well, the old media, the ones that no one is watching anymore, the networks, CNN, sadly, Fox, will try to gloss over this and change the subject to some other manufactured nonsense. But the good news is that in America today, we have through the internet, through Infowars.com, through Breitbart News, and dozens of other outlets, the toothpaste cannot be put back in the tube. Too many people are on to the mainstream media, and they correctly identify them with the rotting, fetid New World Order. They know that the media and the two-party duopoly are in bed together, and therefore they discount most of what they're hearing from network television and the two big cable networks.
I agree.
But I do think that they will try to change the subject. On the other hand, I am led to believe what WikiLeaks has is so devastating that it will be virtually impossible to ignore.
In fact, that's the word I was told by the source, devastating. I guess you may have the same source, but Assange said this is going to be devastating.
That is what I heard from my intermediary. I'm waiting for the witch hunt that Congressman Jerry Nadler, the load of dung congressman from Manhattan. This guy's a 300 pounder. He red beans and rice did not miss him. But he has, he has attacked me. I wish he would do it outside the immunity of Congress, accused me, as someone did on Miami radio this morning, of being a Russian agent so that I could file suit against him.
Claiming we're Russian agents is like saying Superman is from China. I mean, it just, none of it makes any sense.
Look, this is the new McCarthyism. Jerry is in the same mold as Joe McCarthy, Roy Cohn, Jerry Nadler, three of a kind. Let's see how his friends on the Upper East Side feel about that. It's interesting, Alex. Night before last, I was scheduled to be on The Other Side of Midnight, a radio show that I really enjoy. We were all set to go. I was hooked up on Skype. Then they were hacked, and their entire system went down. The engineers tell me they've never experienced anything like it. So we're clearly doing something right and getting under the skin of the globalists who are scrambling to hold on to power and try to rig or steal this election.
Bobby, I'm going to go back to you here in a moment, a few other calls, and let Stone go. But let's get into the big story. I know we've talked about trying to get him to go public. You discussed it a year ago here and several other times. Danny Williams, now the Daily Mail, I guess, scooped everybody. So I'm kind of glad. I mean, I don't care that we're not the ones breaking it, because at a certain point it's really asking for it to be breaking it most of the time. But there it is on drudgereport.com. I am Bill Clinton's son. I am real. I want to meet my dad. Set for the first TV interview. There's no link there. I wonder who that interview can be with. And then it says there was no DNA test. That's an interview we did 10 months ago. What can you tell us about this? Because I know that you know Danny Williams.
Well, if anybody will get my book, The Clinton's War on Women, which is now out in paperback and available at the Infowars.com store as well as the StoneColdTruth.com store, there's an entire chapter on Danny Williams. He is the abandoned African-American son of Bill Clinton and Bobby Ann Williams, who was a cocaine-addicted prostitute who was with Bill on 13 occasions. She's passed a polygraph test, a lie detector test. She's certain that Bill is the father of Danny because she wasn't, as she put it, with any other white guy in the year prior to his birth.
He sure looks like Bill Clinton.
I learned things, Alex, in the last 2 days that I didn't know previously, that I didn't know when I wrote my book. For example, the fact that a man driving a car with state license tags would deliver an envelope with six crisp $100 bills, seven crisp $100 bills to the mailbox at the little shack where Danny and his mother lived every year from the year he was born until the year that his Aunt Lucille took him to meet Hillary Clinton and demand that Danny be acknowledged and supported. Hillary showed Danny's aunt the door and told her she would be arrested if she came anywhere near the Clintons. So he's not just Bill's abandoned son. He's Bill's abandoned son banished by Hillary. Black lives matter, unless you're Bill Clinton's son, in which case your life doesn't matter at all.
What else can you tell us? I mean, I remember covering this 20 years ago, the reports that Clinton wouldn't send any notes or anything that could prove that he was the father, but that he did occasionally send presents as well.
He evidently had Arkansas State Troopers deliver presents to the small shack where Danny lived with his mother. Now they, interestingly, I got a report from a friend in Arkansas. Suddenly, out of the blue, Danny's mother, who is out of prison on parole, she has had drug problems. Doesn't mean that she's not credible. She's never wavered in her story, and she's passed the polygraph. And her sister, who is a church lady, who's worked in the same church, school cafeteria for 30 years, a solid, respected member of her community, both swear that Bill is Danny's father. Suddenly, the parole services people have picked Danny's mother up and are trying to incarcerate her again by hooking up some parole violation that I suspect is non-existent. That's all the information I have at this time.
Yeah, I got to tell you, that's the thing about the Clintons. They're so reckless. You'd think, because I've talked to people in Arkansas, they say this is definitely his kid. I've been talking about this for 20 years. Why wouldn't they just take care of the kid and be nice to him? I mean, why wouldn't you just take care of your son? I don't get it.
Why wouldn't you do the right thing?
Especially if you're filthy rich and worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
Well, but Hillary says it takes a village. She's lecturing us on how to raise our families when she's not taking care of her own. This is her husband's son. But evidently, Hillary believes it would be politically non-advantageous. I saw an amazing thing on YouTube last night. Bill is shaking hands, signing autographs, and somebody yells out, "What about your son, Danny Williams? What do you have to say to your son, Danny Williams?" And you can see the look on Bill's face. It's a look of admission. And then
we're going to find that video. Where is it? I haven't seen that. Where is that video? I want to pull it up.
I will try to find the link and send it to you. I saw it on the way here. It was devastating. And then some woman says, "We don't want to talk about that." And he said, "Well, what about the rapes? What about Bill's raping of women?" And she says, "Get out of here. We don't want to talk about it."
Well, by the way,
we, the American people, do want to talk
about it. Danny Williams is now sharing the video. Let's see if we can cue this up with audio and play this in a moment. This is amazing. This is coming up. TV viewers can already see it. We're going to have audio for radio listeners here very soon. Bobby in Washington, really quick, come back to Roger Stone.
Yeah, no, I just I agree. Like, we're too close to the election. Whatever he comes out with, they're going to just try to block it and total change, put a different, just turn the page, make it be something totally different like it never even happened. It's going to be too detrimental to the election for Clinton. And then I also had something to say about the Clinton rape shirts.
Yes, sir.
What about just like going around in your town and like putting up some Clinton rape signs?
That's what we're going to come up with, a bunch of different PDFs of it, and with even more info. We're going to launch that by the end of the week with a big contest nationwide. It's going to be the Clinton's Crime Contest with different posters we make, and then folks post those, video it, put it on YouTube, and whatever gets the most press attention will win $20,000. And that is will be announced the day of the election. So $20,000 for first place, $5,000 for second place, $1,000 for third place. So folks can start their engines, make your own posters, you name it. Just do it in legal and lawful areas. We're out of time. We're going to come back and take calls in the next hour and talk to Mr. Knight. But thank you so much. We'll talk to you very, very soon. And I can't wait to know more information by 3 o'clock this morning when we're going to be covering the WikiLeaks live at a stream at InfoWars.com. Thank you so much, Roger Stone.
Alex, great to be here, and I can't wait until 3 a.m.
If you're up, then I want to come on with us. We're going to have the live feed. It won't be on radio, but for everybody online, InfoWars.com.
We are now only 35 days out from the historic November 8th election.
You're listening to Alex Jones.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.